This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Side Radio. I'm sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. This is Dave Sussman, a frequent guest host here for Joe, who is doing his civic duty, making sure that the kids in America are all right. Hope everybody is doing well and is healthy on this beautiful Wednesday evening. Happy May, everybody. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been in the chair here. And for those that don't know me, my name is Dave Sussman. You can find me at davesussman.com. I have a show called Whiskey Politics. We talk about, basically everything news, culture, and fun on the show Whiskey Politics, which you can find on YouTube. You can also find it on all of your favorite podcast applications, as well as the Ricochet Network as well. This week, we had a couple of different guests. I had Joe Biden, senior advisor, Mo Vella, and this morning, our latest show just went up where we had Carrie Severino, who was talking about, she wrote the book with Molly Hemingway, regarding Kavanaugh and the whole hypocrisy that we're seeing right now regarding the Me Too and how the left and the media, and I know I repeat myself, have gone into full lockdown mode to protect the ailing, I shouldn't say ailing, but he's definitely withering Democrat nominee or presumed nominee. Things can certainly change over the next couple of months. Joe Biden and the Tara Reid accusations. But that's all interesting news, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in the second hour. And we certainly welcome you to give us a phone call and have a chat with us. Let us know what you're thinking about all of the news that is happening right now. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This hour, we're going to be talking with just a brilliant guy. He's been on the show here before, John Peterson. He's a former Army Special Forces Green Beret combat veteran. And he's going to be contacting us to talk about what is going on with General Flynn. There was breaking news that is just literally as I was driving up to the studio, I got the ping on my phone, and that is, and you may not even know about this yet, because we're about breaking news here at Real Side Radio, the DOJ just released the long-awaited Mueller scope memo, revealing the probe went beyond previously known mandates. This is in reference to Justice Department just a few minutes ago released the mostly unredacted version of the then Acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's August 27 scope memo outlining the authority of former special counsel Robert Mueller, and the document reveals for the first time that Mueller's authority went significantly beyond what was known previously. Anybody got like one of those dun 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 moments? This is really interesting. Previously, just reading here from FoxNews.com, they just released this report. It had been revealed that in May 2017, Rosenstein authorized Mueller to probe any links and coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump, and two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation, and three, any other matters within the scope of obstruction of justice laws. But Rosenstein's later 2017 scope memo had remained largely redacted. The newly released version of the document makes clear that Rosenstein didn't hesitate to explicitly authorize a deep dive criminal probe into the Team Trump that extended well beyond Russian interference efforts. This is really interesting, folks, because what it shows us is that what Congress specifically and explicitly allowed for, the Mueller probe took the ball, ran with it, and went off on their own. So what we're looking at here is possibly an offense under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, otherwise known as FARA. And I didn't know about this. Most people have never heard of it. It is a little known statute which from 1966 to 2015 has been utilized only 7 times. But the FARA prosecutions have picked up dramatically in recent years, and prosecutor Brandon Van Grack, that's his name, was appointed to head up the new FARA unit at the DOJ in 2019. Now, this all relates to what we have just learned also this week regarding providing evidence to Flynn's attorneys. They failed to provide evidence to Flynn's attorneys that anti-Trump former FBI Peter Strzok intervened to instruct the FBI case manager handling the Flynn investigation to keep the probe open even after the Washington field office of the FBI wanted to close the case for lack of evidence. So, wow, we're having some fun here tonight, guys. This is going to be really interesting. After the break, John Peterson's going to be calling in. We're going to be having a discussion about all of this, how it relates to Flynn, what is going on, is this what we've been waiting for regarding the Durham report that was supposed to happen in March and April, and obviously with COVID-19 it's been delayed? Now, are the chips starting to fall? Is this a dominoes series that is about to collapse right as we head into the summer and the peak of the 2020 presidential election? Interesting stuff, and as they say, interesting times that we live in. I'm Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We're going to be right back after the break. Stick around, folks. 3 straight hours here with me as your guest host at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic. high-tech, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Boy, you know, it's one of those days where you just turn on the news, you go on the interwebs, and everything is just blowing up just in time for all of your carefully narrated and scripted 3 hours of radio to just be chucked out the window. But you know what? When we're pivoting like this, there's no better person than to bring back to Real Side Radio than our good friend John Peterson. He's a former Army Special Forces Green Beret combat veteran of the War on Terrorism, who has had an impeccable credentials in all things Second Amendment, firearms, terrorism, intelligence, and active shooters. And I'm going to go through some of his other parts of his resume right now here at Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman. Glad to be here with you guys on a Wednesday night, and John, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me back, Dave.
So, okay, I sat down in the chair literally as I was driving in here, and we're looking at this situation right now where the Department of Justice just released minutes ago the long-awaited Mueller scope memo, which essentially suggests that the probe, the Mueller probe, went well beyond what was allowed by law and the mandate. This is all interrelated to Flynn and what led to impeachment and everything else that we've been dealing with for the past 3 years. Your quick take on this and how it's all related.
Well, it's very clearly, like, the overarching thing that happened here with Obamagate, as some call it, is it was the politicization of intelligence, the abuse of vital intelligence tools, which now a lot of people, you know, liberal libertarians are calling that we get rid of some of these tools only because of the fact that it was misused both before the Mueller, the special counsel was convened, and prior to that, when they began spying on General Flynn and the Trump campaign. And it's I'm glad this has come full circle. Many of us knew all along there was no merit to the allegations, particularly against Lieutenant General Flynn and some others. And having been somebody who's seen from the other side, from the inside, what this type of intelligence and FISA and so forth, how it works, you know, it's kind of gratifying to see that justice might finally be done.
You know, over the past couple of weeks, we've been hearing a lot of news about General Flynn, and reports have come out showing that Peter Strzok, ex-FBI disgraced agent, looks like that he tried to keep this investigation going when there was no there, according to the DOJ. What are you seeing happening right now regarding this whole Flynn situation, and does this blow up for the left and for the FBI and the Department of Justice?
Yes, when I kind of knew that this would turn in the right direction is a little over a year ago, I met his attorney, Sidney Powell, you know, at CPAC, who had just taken over as his attorney. And my impression...
Oh, I think we just lost you, John. Well, John, if you can give us a phone call back, and we'll make sure that we continue this discussion. I was actually at that CPAC with John, with Sidney Powell, and John brought me a wonderful bag of coffee. What's it called? Rifle something coffee? I don't know. Black Rifle coffee. It was delicious. And, John's one of those good guys. He just knows everybody that is out there. What we're talking about right now is that the Justice Department inspector, what we are dealing with right now is the whole idea that the FBI colluded essentially with the Mueller investigation and the probe to perpetuate this idea that there was Russian collusion, that General Flynn broke the law when there was no evidence, and they ruined this man. They absolutely ruined and devastated his income. He didn't have any savings left because it all went to paying for his defense. And right now, what we're looking at is Sidney Powell, who is his attorney, Flynn's attorney, is actually filing articles to have everything just completely extinguished. And what does that do when we're talking about how that will impact all of these reports that are now starting to come out? You know, as people start to realize that, you know, once you start realizing that there's other news out there outside of the COVID-19 pandemic, that this is still going on, that the Durham investigation is still happening right now behind the scenes. And the whole idea that this is just going to be pushed to the side and we're going to allow Biden to come in and get the nomination and there's no there. And, Nancy Pelosi is absolutely 100% focused on pushing through her narrative. She doesn't even want to answer questions regarding Tara Reid. Did you hear her earlier today, by the way, ladies and gentlemen? I want to hopefully we'll have John come back on here in just a minute. We'll get back to the DOJ. But real quickly, Nancy Pelosi on Tara Reid specifically stated that she's not answering any more questions regarding Tara Reid. You know, she's made accusations that Joe Biden essentially assaulted her, digitally raped her. He stuck his fingers, okay, where they shouldn't have gone in 1993. And there are reports in the Senate that she filed a report saying that he made her feel uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. She never used the word sexual harassment. Now, keep in mind, This is almost 30 years ago. And the idea of coming out against your boss for sexual harassment was really not done. I mean, besides Anita Hill and the whole Clarence Thomas hearings that took place right before that, we really didn't hear much about that. But she wanted to file it. But six people have corroborated her evidence. Six. Not one, not two, not three. How many people corroborated Christine Blasey Ford? Now, I know I'm going off on a little bit of a tangent here, but Nancy Pelosi, she's done with this storyline because it doesn't serve her narrative. And now the narrative is going to start to shift towards Sidney Powell's client, General Flynn. She's going to go towards what really took place with the Mueller investigation. How much further beyond the scope of what was allowed by law did Mueller probe the Trump administration? And if it did go beyond what is looking like right now, absolutely it did, what is going to be the repercussions of this? And how are the Democrats going to respond? You know, ladies and gentlemen, the idea of the fact that, first of all, during January of 2020, a whole four or five months ago now, while the Democrats were focused 100% on impeaching this president, and this president was focused on the pandemic, shutting down travel between China and the United States, which has saved how many countless lives at this point? And even my friends on the left can't disagree with that. The Democrats were focused 100% on trying to take out this president. This is all they've been doing since January 20th, 2017. And now, we're starting, you know, I love the MSNBC and CNN. The walls are closing in on President Trump. Yeah, you know what? The walls are now starting to close in on the left who perpetrated a fraud for 3 years. We're going to try and get John Peterson back on here after the break, folks. Don't go away. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing they will be adding two or three members to the White House coronavirus task force.
But we'll be adding some people to the task force, and there'll be more in the neighborhood probably of opening our country up, because our country has to get open again and the people want it to be open.
Speaking with reporters in the Oval Office, the president says he thought the task force would be winding down by now, but had no idea how popular it was and how much the public appreciates the daily briefings. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is pleased with where the country is heading in the battle against the coronavirus.
We're turning a corner right now, and I think we're ready to start reopening across the country, in a measured and safe way.
Scalia speaking there on Fox News. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 218 points. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
How lucky can one guy be?
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling really lucky tonight, folks. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. It is great to be back with everybody. We lost John Peterson in that last segment, but we got him back, and we were talking about everything that is just now blowing up in the mainstream news. They cannot ignore this, that the Mueller probe went beyond its original scope, and how this is all interrelated. Basically, it's so incestuous with Flynn, General Flynn, and everything else that we're going to be talking about. The rest of this, I'm going to keep John on till the top of the hour, because we lost him in that previous segment here. But Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio in the second hour. If you'd like to give us a phone call, you can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And you can also follow us at therealside.com. But in the meantime, we're going to be talking here with John Peterson. John is, you know, he's one of those guys that basically has had his finger in almost everything. When we're talking about, I mentioned originally former Special Forces with the Army, Green Beret combat veteran. He's also a field editor for a very large firearms news magazine with multiple articles in their upcoming issues on the special Be Ready magazine that will be soon on newsstands. And he's also been on the board of the International Association of Counterterrorism and Security Professionals for over 23 years. In other words, this guy knows what he's talking about. Welcome back, John. Sorry we lost you in that last segment there.
Hey, no problem, man. High technology there.
On terrestrial radio, by the way, we're on 70 stations across the Salem Radio and GCN Radio Network. So, John, we were talking in that last segment there. I got to ask you, let's talk a little bit about Michael Flynn. We lost you just as you were talking about. We met last year at CPAC. We've met before that. You were talking with Sidney Powell, who is Michael Flynn's attorney. Talk to us a little bit about that and what we're looking at we can expect on that side.
So, you know, he has spent over, well, as of 2017, $3 million on his legal defense, lost his house, had his life ruined. His business was gone. You know, he started a business when he retired from the military. But where things picked up again, you know, was in the fall of 2016 during the transition when Flynn was brought in to be National Security Advisor. And this all began, you know, we knew that before that, the Democrats were out to get Flynn. They tried multiple times, like when they fired him as DIA director under Obama. For those that don't know, General Flynn was a registered Democrat his entire adult life, you know, but he kept his politics out of the workplace. In my view, and having seen this man's work firsthand, one of the most professional generals, and particularly the most accomplished military intelligence officer, I think, that we've almost ever seen, probably the most enviable resume of any of them, you know, with 33 years doing just that in assignments that others are, you know, consider coveted, and 5 years of that in a combat zone. So he finishes all this. He retires from the government, somewhat disgraced because of Obama, and admits that he was fired by Obama. When President Trump, elect Trump, brought him on, he had a phone call with the Russian ambassador to the United States, Sergei Kislyak, involving the settlements with Israel. That call talked about sanctions, which the Trump administration was about to oppose, whereas the Obama administration was for it. This is where they began to misuse the tools, the intelligence tools called FISA, to spy on Flynn. Legally, they can do it because any phone call with a, if there's one foreigner in the call, the government can sweep the information and you know, analyze it. But they use this politically. They leak that information, top secret information, Dave, that is among the most expensive and sacred, that I'm not even allowed to talk about how it works because of my background and security clearances. But they use that information for politicization to set him up with the FBI, and then they simultaneously leak this information to a very well-known reporter. And the rest is history, of course. He only lasted a few weeks in the White House.
Right.
It was the 20th of, he started on the 20th of January. The fabled meeting with the FBI was the 24th when McCabe called him and asked to have a so-called meeting, the one that Comey jokes about. And by the middle of February, he resigned on February 13th, 2017. So he was only there about 3 or 4 weeks, you know, as the National Security Advisor. So basically the Democrats got to claim their first scalp. This was the beginning of all of the Obamagate that we know of. But this was the first victim and probably the one who fell the hardest so far. Luckily, though, you know, about a week ago, it became public that he withdrew his plea of guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a 12-page, you know, he posted it on Twitter a few days ago, but it was signed or filed in court, federal court, on the 29th of January. So Sidney Powell was the one behind all of that. You know, his attorney, who's a real buck hitter, and he's fighting back, finally. I mean, he's millions of dollars in debt from legal fees for something he never did wrong. And now he's fighting back, and it's just a good thing to see this happening.
Yeah, it is. And Sidney Powell is definitely on top of all of this. Now, real quick question for you, because what we just learned in the last week was that the FBI official questioned whether the goal of Michael Flynn interview was to get him. And they actually quoted, they wrote it down, that they wanted to get him to lie. Tell us about that.
I saw that. Well, it's pretty clear that they abused the process, you know, the politicization of the spies and other intelligence. So they managed to get something on him that they, as part of a smear campaign, it had no basis in fact, but it did work pretty effectively. They basically forced him out of the White House. But this, he said in the 12-page plea withdrawal that anybody could see online on his Twitter account, but he clearly stated that in November 2017, by that point, he was being pushed into, forced into making a guilty plea.
Mm-hmm.
That they were coercing him. This is what the FBI is good at. They are good at getting confessions. They have a variety of techniques they use to do it. You know, you probably read that there were threats that they might go after members of his family. So as Sean Hannity and Sarah Carter and Solomon and others have pointed out, that it was very clear that he was being coerced. So he did this to protect his family. So on December 1st, he went ahead and admitted to that he lied, pled guilty, which, of course, now he has said that he has never lied all along, that he was coerced. So this was a forced confession. That's exactly what happened.
So, okay, let's step outside of the Sean Hannity, Sarah Carter echo chamber for a minute, because I take a look at this and I think to myself that a lot of people on the left just completely discount this as some kind of conspiracy theory. Tell us why this isn't, that this actually happened.
Because they used classified intelligence to, as the basis to interview him. You know, he hadn't even set up his office in the White House yet, in the West Wing, when he gets a call from McCabe, you know, deputy director of the FBI for counterintelligence, asking to interview him, right? Which, of course, they sent a couple agents over, which is now history, and we know that we've seen their notes about what they were planning to do. But this, they took classified intelligence and did two things. They used it as a trumped-up basis of an investigation to pin him or to do what's called collaring in law enforcement. At the same exact time, someone who saw that intelligence, which very few people in the government could see, leaked it to a pretty famous Democrat-leaning outlet. Now, we've heard that through the Durham investigation, they are zeroing in on who may have leaked that intelligence, which would be a great thing, because that's a felony. But yeah. they used this to railroad the man and to pressure him. And, you know, it really hurt him because he fell out of favor with the White House temporarily, with Vice President Pence in particular. And, you know, if you look at what President Trump and Pence said right after Flynn resigned, it wasn't looking good for General Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us who have seen his work, who have sat in briefings that he ran and so forth, we knew this is not the man that the media was trying to make him out to be. He had a sterling silver career, you know, man of impeccable integrity. And there was no way, in my mind, that he did anything wrong. I don't see him doing that and taking that kind of risk. So it was trumped up, and now we are starting to see the truth about it. You know, granted, this is red meat for all the conservative media and everybody else, but I look at it from a former intelligence contractor who've seen the fruits of his labor, you know, who had seen that where his work was pioneering somewhat as a maverick, where he tried to revolutionize the way we fought the war. That's how myself and thousands of people that worked under him, who frankly are irate about this and who gave to this legal defense fund, you know, we see a man who's been wrong, all part of the Get Trump, the whole anti-Never Trump campaign.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's an absolute fact that Flynn did plead guilty in the special counsel's investigation. That was back in 2017 for making false statements during the interview regarding his conversation, as you talked about, with Kislyak. So he then came back with Sidney Powell saying that he didn't make the false statements. So what's the split there? What was the divide, do you think?
And he explains this in his plea withdrawal filed. It was filed January 29th, but they only released it last week, you know, again via his Twitter account, 12 pages. But he goes into a lot of detail there, the whole timeline and what happened and how he was pressured. I tell you, it's really sad to read it as a citizen, but also as somebody who worked in the government, to see how they abuse these tools. Obviously, politicization, but where they stayed on this man and tried to punish him in this way and drag this whole thing out. I mean, as you may recall, as many will, that the judge, there were various stays and delays in this court trial, thus costing him more money. You know, he has to live in a house that he doesn't even own because he can't afford one anymore. He had to sell his beautiful home in Alexandria, Virginia.
He's ruined. John, stick through the break.
Here he is.
John, stick through the break. We're going to go cover more of this after with John Peterson. We're talking about what is going on right now with General Flynn and the breaking news tonight. We'll be right back here at Real Side Radio.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For action, and now, nip it in the bud.
And Dave Sussman here in the chair at Real Side Radio for Joe Messina doing the White Man Overbite. This is some great bumper music here. In the next hour, I'll be taking your phone calls. Give us a phone call. Get in line now at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. In the third hour, we're going to be talking with a specialist doctor who is going to be giving us some inside information about what we are not hearing in the mainstream media about COVID-19, especially as we just saw Dr. Erickson from Bakersfield in that incredible viral video that was floating around YouTube. YouTube decided to remove it. Censorship? Pretty scary stuff. But for the rest of this hour, I'm delighted to have with us, returning to Railside Radio, is John Peterson. John has John is the chairman of the board of a newer patriotic nonprofit organization called the American Preservation Alliance, which is preparing to do some projects for public good. He is a former Army Special Forces Green Beret combat veteran on the War of Terrorism, and basically just an all-around great guy, a I've had the opportunity and the pleasure of meeting you, John. You know, I was, when you got knocked off that call in that first segment with us, I was talking about that incredible coffee you got for us, both Melissa and myself at Whiskey Politics. You're just a super, super nice guy. What was that, Black Rifle, right?
Black Rifle Coffee.
Yeah, that was
the guy from my former unit owns that.
Oh, he does. That's doing really well, right?
Yeah, I think they're becoming gazillionaires. But, yeah, he's a former Special Forces sergeant, and he teamed up with a former Army Ranger named Matt Best, who's pretty well-known on social media, and they formed this great company, and they hire a lot of disabled veterans and support good causes. You know, they give back a lot to charity, and I just think they're a great guy. So, and I love the coffee. So,
yeah, it's good stuff. All right, well, let's get back to work. I wanted to get your impression on a lot of this was, we have to go back now in history because, you know, 2015, 2016, this was the Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016. They basically sponsored for this dossier basically find out information about the Trump campaign, Trump's businesses and things like this. They got erroneous information from Russia. That erroneous information from Russia was sent to Yahoo News because Yahoo News decided that they were going to print it up in an article. That gave them sufficient information to get a FISA warrant. Now, FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Talk to us about the FISA court and whether or not you think, I know you've been hearing some rumblings that maybe some changes are coming down the pike for the FISA court.
Yeah. Well, when all this is said and done, and a lot of it will happen in the next few months probably with the Durham probe that was ordered by Attorney General Barr, a lot of people in this country are going to be very upset because they're going to find out that one of our most sacred intelligence gathering tools, especially for fighting terrorists and finding foreign spies on our soil, was misused very illicitly and treacherously by, of course, people connected to Mueller, but these are the people who went after Flynn, Carter Page, and so forth. So they use these tools. It was politicization of intelligence, which is totally forbidden. But basically what happens is if the government decides they're going to go after a terrorist or a foreign spy or somebody who's involved in that, if one end of the phone call or communication or whatever it is in the United States and one is foreign, they're allowed to so-called tap that or collect against those two people. And that is very strictly managed. It had a lot of oversight, we thought. They have to go in front of a secret court, which most people have never even heard of, called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. And this is very secret stuff. You know, I've actually got to go to a whole day briefing about FISA at the FBI headquarters years ago. And I was convinced back then that, hey, these people walk in the straight line and obeying our civil liberties and protecting them. Boy, were we wrong. So in this case, it's becoming clear, and I think the public will get to see a lot of light is going to be shed on this, a lot of sunlight, that it was clearly abused to go after the Trump organization, the Trump campaign, and his associates and appointees. And there's probably going to be calls to, as there has been before, but especially this year we'll see it, people are going to want to have it disbanded, taken away. It's an act, actually, that gets renewed periodically by Congress.
Yeah.
What I would say is this. I'll give you a good analogy. If we had a ship that had a crew that was, part of the crew was mutinous or a bad propeller, you don't sink the whole ship just because part of it's bad. I think we got to reform the heck out of this, federal law enforcement and the intelligence community, and how they do this type of domestic intelligence gathering, because obviously it got misused, and they can and will misuse it again. But, Dave, I'll tell you this, okay? I'm not just one of these guys who learns off the Internet or social media. I know several people who, as their job, do the surveillance under FISA. I'm talking about people who work in federal law enforcement intelligence, and who I've talked to recently. All right, and sometimes I scream and yell at these people, like, what the heck is going on over there? But this was a small group, most likely, of rogue agents and intelligence people who are all part of this cabal, what we're calling Obamagate, FISAgate. That, their ability to do this and misuse it, that needs to be fixed, without a doubt. And there's people inside the government who will tell you the same thing, because it can happen again, and they will use it again. Look what they've done to ruin lives. At least 9 people charged criminally under this whole Obamagate, and none of them was guilty of anything involving Russia collusion, which was, as you mentioned a minute ago, was supposedly the basis of all this. It's a real miscarriage of justice and travesty.
So I'm going to try and get a couple more questions in here before the top of the hour with you, John, because you're so full of information. So we had the Horowitz report that came out, and that kind of, you know, there were some negative things in there for the left, but the way that it was reported, it kind of fell as a big thud. We've got the Durham report, as you just talked about. Now, supposedly that was, we were expecting that in March, April. Obviously, COVID-19 has just pushed everything off the map, but a lot of people are now suggesting that maybe that by the summer, which is going to be in the heat, the heart of the presidential nomination conventions. Let me ask you this, okay? I can't assume that we're going to have smoking guns from, this is just me, from the Durham report, because I think so many people on the right have been disappointed by the promises, the storm is coming, for 4 years now, and nothing has really happened in a negative way. But let me ask you this. Why don't you think the Republican Senate, with Lindsey Graham, who makes fantastic sound bites, he never sinks his teeth into anything? Why hasn't the Senate investigated this?
My general, and this is more of my amateur analysis, I believe that they know that fixing this whole problem, and especially if they score some indictments against the perpetrators of Obamagate, Pfizergate, persecution of Flynn, I think they're afraid of bringing down this establishment because it's all interconnected. They all know each other. They're afraid, even with Ray as the head of the FBI, which is beginning now to look like this guy is not exactly cracked up to what he originally was thought to be. I think the only thing that might happen, at the very minimum, there'll be an indictment and prosecution of whoever it was that leaked the information about General Flynn to a reporter. And that has already been leaked out, that Durham is on top of that. So we might see some indictments. I hope the heck we do. Because frankly, Dave, if we don't, I mean, I don't think the Congress is going to do anything, by the way.
You think Strzok,
they really haven't gotten the results.
Do you think Strzok gets indicted? Because it was his handwriting that said, yeah, no, we're not going to close this investigation down. Even DOJ doesn't think there's anything there. I want to get this guy.
I think why we haven't heard much about this Durham investigation is because typically when the FBI, you know, when you look at how they prosecute cases, especially against terrorists or spies, you usually won't hear anything at all if they have a airtight slam dunk case. And I believe that's, as well as the fact they're trying to keep it from being politicized, that they actually want to, when you look at how pragmatic and common sense Barr seems to be, I really think that they are out to get their man, and they probably will get a few of them that were perpetrators. You know, Barr did kind of give it away in his interview with Laura Ingraham. That they were proceeding with this, and well, he gave away that it was a criminal investigation and not just an investigation to have an investigation, which is what the Mueller thing was. It was trumped up, but they actually are going after criminal wrongdoing. Not just doing, like, the IG report was an internal review. That's it. Every federal department is an IG. This is separate from that. So I believe, I'm hopeful that they'll get at least an indictment against whoever leaked that top secret info. Because frankly, that happens way too much. People like myself, you know, we'd rather get tortured or die than give up classified information. Unfortunately, we have political people in our government who are doing this on the taxpayer time and dying. Actually, Strzok and Page were two examples.
John,
but something has to happen.
Yeah, it does have to happen. John, in our last minute here, I want you to promote a little bit of what you're currently doing right now with the American Preservation Alliance and everything else that you're involved with. Talk about that and where folks can find it.
We are going to have a nice website later this summer, but we have a Twitter, an Instagram, and a Facebook, just America Preserve, or at America Preserve, or American Preservation Alliance. And we're just going to do a lot of things to help fill some gaps with the public needs, such as what you and I have talked about before, places to find better sources of media, how to evaluate the news, because a lot of it is fake news. You know, coming from the background of intelligence and investigations, we're going to be getting into some charity. In fact, one of my favorite charities that we'll talk about, and others, there's some veterans like AmericanSnipers.org and others. We're going to do a lot to try to help with informed citizenry, active citizenry, as a nonprofit, and not hard edge on the politics, because as a lot of us that are former military and former police, you know, we want to do something else after we've retired, try to give back, you know, to our country and help out. And look at now, in this time of political strife and contentiousness, you know, with our civil liberties and our Constitution literally being challenged by certain elements in this country, a lot of us really are feeling the urge to do something and to try to help. So that's the gist of what that's all about. I started it in 2014 in Washington, D.C. on Patriots Day, April 19th. And
wow.
I've collected together, you know who a lot of them are.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of really good people.
John Peterson.
Wonderful American.
Greatly appreciate you taking the time, my friend. We'll have you back on again down the road. Source of great information. Everybody go check him out at American Preservation Alliance on Facebook. He's one of the good guys. We're going to be back here after the break at 7 p.m. here, Pacific time. You can give us a phone call if you want to get in queue here at 855-732-5563. We'll be right back here at Real Side Radio.